Welcome to the Starship Icarus. The following records have been accessed through a remote Nova upload. Our general network connection has been disabled permanently for privacy concerns. We hope you find the following record satisfactory. Careful. We do not know how much exposure to the blast will affect the sample.
I know. I'm going to keep everything sealed. Don't worry. Okay, Karina, can you see what's going on yet?
There's a lot of glowing.
When did you take that stuff, anyway? This is taking longer than usual.
I was kind of preoccupied. Sorry I didn't start a timer. Just keep talking. I can hear everything.
Right. Well, I'm going to be honest. Most of this is based off of that time I ate some of the mushrooms on accident.
Oh, fuck. You're fucking serious. We're screwed. We're gonna die.
Hey, I don't see anyone else coming up with any ideas, so unless you've got something better, let him finish.
Thank you. So, like I was saying, when I was hallucinating, everything was leading up to this big demonstration where Karina was going to build an atmosphere on Mars. Not saying we can do that, obviously, but the serum was there, and it, you know, blew up.
I know I'm not really part of the group here, but we did that, and it was awful.
Even if it wasn't, I'm not ready to take the serum again. I can barely stand on my own right now.
No, I know. I'm not saying we go on the offensive. Just, what if we can scare them? The new offer isn't great, sure. We're still getting sent out to Mars, but we aren't being locked up for the rest of our lives, or worse. We know more about how the serum works in the field than them, and we've got a bunch of samples of the original version. If we can convince them we're more in control of the situation than them, we can maybe go through the mission without having to go into stasis. Them even offering to keep us around instead of just taking us out and repeating what they did to Ares means they're also stuck.
It's a fair enough plan, but one, how do we do that? And two, how do we know if we're successful they won't remove you all anyway?
I've got the goo to blow up a light bulb before. We do something like that, right?
They just watched everything go nuclear. I think it's gonna need to be more than a light bulb.
I said it was part of the plan. That's really all I've got so far.
In your dream, did it work? The atmosphere thing?
Yeah, it was like this big yearly event. The whole city worked like the moon colonies, but it was this clear, shiny stuff instead of a dome at the top, like a bubble.
And we know the fungus on its own kept Dr. Linden alive through the blast. The only walls left standing were covered in the stuff. I mean, okay, this is assuming any part of you tripping out is a reliable source of information, but what if we got it to do the bubble around the ship?
We need a lot of energy for that. It took a lot to even blow up the light bulb before, and I figure it needs to recharge after blowing everything up.
Could we use one of the samples? Dr. Linden opened the garden up, and it spread throughout the compound incredibly fast. It certainly seems stronger.
She can't... Karina, they're looking at you.
Why am I supposed to know more?
Your little friend still talking to you?
I don't... It doesn't even know what it's doing. The pulse that took out the Valkyrie was like an instinct. I was just there.
Look, in the dream, the whole ceremony was just for show. You didn't actually do anything. Whatever the serum or fungus is doing, it just needs something to direct it. If you're not up to taking more right now, maybe we just need someone else to take enough to talk to it.
No, absolutely not. No one is hallucinating, and no one is taking anything stronger than a caffeine cube. You got it? We've seen what the serum does to people. That is not fucking happening.
But we aren't all from Earth, are we?
Yes, you are.
No, she's right. Orion's a failed pilot. She was raised with Ares in the beginning, weren't you?
Orion's body has rejected its own cellular structure. Introducing any of the serum into the mix would be incredibly dangerous.
I don't think it'd need to be a lot. Just a tiny amount. Enough to talk to the weird fungal network and let it know what we need to do.
You can't volunteer her.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
My scans have been stable. I've seen more stages of that stuff than most. I don't know if I believe everything you said, but if it'll help direct whatever's going on with Karina and can get you guys out of here safely, then I'll do it.
You do owe us. Fuck it. The next choice was Cooper, so why not?
The recovery team is on their way. If we want to do this while Orion still has all necessary limbs, I suggest we get moving. I'm noting my concerns for the record.
I can take a bit from the terraformer. That's gotta be less potent than the serum. Stay here. I'll be right back.
It's just going to be a little bit. I'll bring my terrarium out too so you can draw from that, or so it can draw from itself. It'll probably be okay. Worst case, nothing happens, and maybe you're loopy for a few minutes.
We'll be right behind you if you try to take off your helmet or anything.
Comforting.
Just get me a syringe and one of the plants to test the dose on, and we're good to go.
So, Mars?
Sounds like it.
But so tired.
No, you don't get out of this until I do. We do whatever the crew wants, and we get everyone out in one piece. Then we can rest.
Okay. One piece. Together.
Have you taken anything like this before?
No. I was removed from the program before they could test anything on me. Most of my time with the doctor was helping her detox.
Great. So this is probably going to really suck.
All right. We've got a stable glowing mushroom, so we should be okay on the dose. How do we want to time this?
We'll want to move quickly. The recovery team is about 20 minutes out.
Okay. We're going to get Orion set up. Then we'll need to get everyone into gear and out of the ship. If we want to keep everything inside safe, we got to make sure the recovery team doesn't come in.
You think you can handle that much, boss?
As long as someone's behind me so I don't fall, I should be fine. Sorry. It's getting harder to stay awake.
Can you do 30 more minutes? If this works, that's all we'll need.
I can try.
Okay, so I'll keep Orion steady and Jones will watch you. Amelia and Marcus are on the mushroom.
Just don't inject that stuff into anything related to the prosthetic, okay? That's all I ask.
I'll use the other arm, don't worry. Okay, take a deep breath in and breathe out. Okay, well, let's see how this goes.
The recovery team has sent out a request to board. Is everyone ready?
Gear is set.
All right, so once we get out, Jones is in charge of negotiating terms. If they try to close enough to board, though, that's when we'll need to try the bubble plan. I'll open the terrarium, and the spores should be able to do the rest, right?
Don't phrase it like a question.
Well, it's not like I actually know how to get it to do anything. The hive mind agreed to help, though, right, Karina?
Hive mind is generous, but yeah, it's gonna try.
How you feeling, RoboCop? You holding in there?
Her vital signs are stable, but her responsiveness is low.
Orion? Can you tell how many fingers I'm holding up?
Really? That's the best you can come up with?
Fascinating.
If this is too much for you to handle, that's okay.
Very brave of you. Putting your well-being on the line for people you don't know, it could end very, very badly for you.
You know me. Follow my lead. I won't let anything happen to you.
Well, I wouldn't say that. You let something happen to me. And made something even worse happen to Ares. Orion, dear, you aren't Ares.
Come on, keep it together.
Orion, stay by me. Trust me.
Orion, are you hearing things?
She nodded. It's working.
Okay, that means we gotta go. Jones, you ready?
Got the boss. We're ready.
Copy. Opening the boarding door.
Per standing agreement with Project Valkyrie, we are to be allowed on board for assessment. Please return inside the ship immediately.
Okay, everyone stay calm. Jones, you can give them our terms.
You being in charge right now is making me incredibly uncomfortable. Gonna be a no on that, fellas. See, we had a minute to think about it, and after reading the deal over again, I'm afraid we're going to have to turn it down.
Get the chairman on the line. Prepare gear for entry by force.
Marcus, I don't like the sound of that.
It's okay, they're not close enough yet. Jones, keep going.
While you're getting the big boss on the phone, we do have an alternative option. We go to Mars, everyone stays awake. Every 5 business days, you send out shipment of supplies, so we don't starve. And we get released from our contract as soon as we step foot on Mars. The ship comes with us, of course, and in exchange, we don't blow it up. Or tell anyone how you got your A-team killed. I think those are very fair terms.
Connected to Transport 1. Hold for instructions.
Anytime you want to open that jar would be great.
They need to get a little closer.
We are not negotiating, Captain. You are to allow the recovery team in to recover Orion and return Karina Stridlin to duty. You've been given your options, and so you will either leave under our terms or continue on the mission. That is not up for discussion.
Reporting visuals. Captain Stridlin appears unresponsive. Compound Lieutenant Orion is still in use of both prosthetics slated for repossession. Medical Technician Vela is holding an unidentified container in our direction. Permission to treat is hostile, sir.
Marcus!
Almost. Listen, big guy. Our deal is fair. You just need to back off and shoot out a couple boxes of freeze-dried food before takeoff so we can pick it up on our way. A week ago, you weren't sure you were even going to see the Icarus again. At least this way you can report back to whoever pays you that it was recovered peacefully.
The Valkyrie 1 is to be returned to our custody along with Captain Stridlin and Orion. My original deal was more than generous given the situation. Should you refuse to cooperate, The recovery team is permitted to proceed with forceful removal from the ship. That is my last word on the matter.
Okay, now!
An unidentified gas-like substance is coming from a container in front of the crew, scanning for toxic materials.
I'm not sure if your plan is working, but it seems like the spores are waking up.
That's a good sign. Grissom, are Karina and Orion ready to go?
You know, I wish I could tell you, but I have no clue.
If this works like the light bulb, we should just have to wait and hope they can scare them off without blowing anything up.
Oh, that's all?
Protect. Humans. Humans need air.
Got the basics? Come on.
So tired.
I know. I am too. But we have to try.
Karina, what am I supposed to do? I can't see anything. I can only hear voices.
Keep a hand on me. We aren't actually moving. It's just trying to get enough energy to do something.
Protect. And evolve.
Come on. The glowing isn't enough on its own.
Continue forward. Seal off exhaust ports until the gas is removed.
Do we have a plan if this doesn't work?
Run back in and lock the door. That's what I'm going with.
It'll work.
Please take a step back. If it doesn't, I need to pull the door back up quickly.
Give them a second.
Hold.
Are you okay? What's going on? Can you still hear me?
We can hear you. We just got knocked down. Everyone okay?
I'm good. Helmet's still on.
Happy. Same here.
Can anyone help Karina and RoboCop up? Well, that's new.
Just like the compound. It tried to make a shell around us. It just doesn't have enough fungus to work with it, so it had to use sand instead. That's incredible. If it kept going, it could have covered the entire ship.
It's not gonna blow anything up, is it? It's awfully close.
Hey, come on. Don't leave us now, guys.
Scanning their vital signs now.
Reporting it. Any damage?
It doesn't look like anything's blowing up this time. I mean, look at them. They don't know what to do.
Doesn't mean that's going to be enough.
Clear. Both Karina and Orion are stable. It seems like they were unable to sustain the amount of energy needed to keep the demonstration up.
Stand back. Leave the jar on the ground.
It's not going to do anything we don't ask it to, but that's the funny thing. We need to be the ones to ask it. I'm sure you've got some line back to the chairman's ship, and to whoever else is trying to get us back on schedule. This stuff is what you've been giving pilots to control them while they're in stasis, but you don't know the first thing about this. No one does. We are willing to get back in the ship and go to Mars like you asked, but we are not going to do that without being in charge of what's going on inside of our ship. Either you let us go on our terms, or you risk losing every pilot and ship to something even your best scientists can't control.
We'll be here when the big guy wants to talk.
I can't believe that worked.
I could kiss you right now, you little genius!
So what now? Do we go? Like, how long are we waiting?
Did you catch that on video, Nova? I need to see that sand wall again.
I may be able to steal the video as the recovery team sends it back to the chairman's transport. They're still panicking over what to do at the moment, so I'm sure they'll miss a few privacy codes.
Oh my god, that worked!
Yes! It worked! Stop being so surprised, it was your idea!
We also aren't out of the woods yet, so it'd be great to hear something like, I knew it, or you guys never listen to me, just anything more reassuring.
Well, yeah, you never listen to me. I based all that on a dream. If any part of it was real, that means there's a chance some other parts of it might have been too.
Perhaps for now, the best course of action is for Marcus to detail exactly what he remembers for reference, while the rest of us prepare the ship for launch. Karina and Orion need to be moved somewhere comfortable to recover while we wait. I doubt the chairman will let us leave entirely on our own terms. We should be ready for some very elaborate agreements to come through.
Right. Business. Still gotta get back in the air, okay? Amelia, help Grissom move Orion. I can get Karina. We might not have enough bunks once we take off, but Orion can have mine for now, at least. Marcus, can you get the IV set up now? They're probably gonna need it.
Is that your weird way of saying she can stay?
Look, we may have played a part in blowing up her house, and I'm sure part of us getting to leave will require someone to report back to Alice. Might as well be someone we already know.
Work on that a little bit before she wakes up, and it might sound sweet.
Yeah. Just don't drop her, or she'll want to leave anyway.
Are they damaged? Your plants?
A little. Some of the smaller spores look like they were frozen when the lid came off. The rest are doing okay. Whatever the blue stuff is, it looks like it actually protected the plants under it from the void. I've never seen anything like that.
It still makes me uncomfortable, but I am very proud of you. Thank you. I was worried I'd be returned to live exclusively inside a terminal if the ship was confiscated.
I set it back on Atlas, but you're part of the crew too. If we're going to make it through this, it's gonna be all of us.
I remember. You are much more clever than you give yourself credit for, you know. I am very lucky to have been paired with you, Marcus. Now please, go get some rest. You deserve it.
I actually can't get up right now. My legs gave up as soon as we got inside. I think I'm just gonna stay here.
That is acceptable too. I will let everyone know when you've recovered.
It is not that hard to shoot out a couple capsules worth of supplies. Use the satellite launcher. Keep them small, and we'll be able to get them easy.
This mission is not a pleasure cruise. You will be supplied before takeoff, and that is all.
We've been over this. We aren't doing the mission if it involves long stays in cryo, starving, or getting blown up. All things considered, this is incredibly reasonable.
And I have okayed continuing the flight without the piloting agent, but we do not have the resources to send you food delivery.
I find that very hard to believe from the people that built the spaceship to begin with. If that's the final answer, though, we do have every right to find outside donors. I'm sure a lot of people would be real interested about the alien goo you have us flying with.
That video contains sensitive information, and we will take legal action should you even begin the process of uploading.
You want to bring legal back into this? Because I will.
Careful, you don't want to tangle your IV. And don't sit up too fast. You're back in the bunks. I'm sure you've had enough of a headache without bumping into anything.
It worked?
More or less. We are still grounded. Jones and the rest of the crew are discussing the details of us returning to the mission. All we need you and Orion to do from here is rest.
She's okay.
She is fine. Exhausted, I'm sure, but healthy overall. Would you like to see a recording of what happened? We downloaded a copy while the recovery team were running around terrified.
Maybe later.
Jones was kind enough to lend their bunk out. I assumed the thought was you both would be comforted seeing each other.
Did they say that?
No, but based off your vitals, I think they were right. And before you say you'll mute me, remember, I am the entire ship here, so I win.
Where are we? Back on Icarus. Careful. It looks like Marcus hooked you up to a hydration drip. How are you feeling?
How do I look?
You know, it's not your best look, but it's not bad.
Oh, good. I was worried I'd wake up looking like you.
Yeah? And what do I look like?
Like you haven't slept in a week. And like you don't know how to do your hair.
Both of those things are pretty true. Thank you, by the way. You didn't need to go through all of that just to help us.
I wanted to. I mean, besides a little part of me that's always wondered what it'd be like if I made it to the program, I really did want to help. Sure, we don't all have a spaceship ready to outrun our problems, but I mean, if you do, well, you, your crew, you all deserve a shot.
So do you. Whatever you need, we can try and make it happen. We'll make sure you're taken care of.
Calm down. You're on bed rest, too. Don't start trying to act like you're in charge just to impress me.
No, I wasn't trying to impress you.
Apologies, but Jones would like me to interrupt and mention to Orion that the current deal is allowing her to stay on board with us for the duration of the mission. As the terminal in her arm still has access to station command, she was the natural suggestion for a supervisor. We cannot be trusted and have a negative return rate.
Yeah, well, you did steal a ship. So.
You don't have to stay if you don't want to. It's a lot, and they really should have asked before volunteering you. The crew dynamic isn't always the best, and that's probably my fault. So, I mean, if you want to go back to the colony...
I would love to stay, if you're going to let me answer. Unless you'd rather I go back.
No. I'd like you to stay. Oh, wait, can you feel that? I don't remember if I asked if the...
Yes, I can feel things with the metal hand.
Oh, okay. Cool.
If they aren't ready to go by now, I'm going in there to get them.
They are having an important personal moment.
Never care that much about Amelia and I having time alone.
I never need to convince either of you to take personal time. Somehow, you figure that out on your own.
Speaking of, everything's strapped in. We're good to launch.
And we're sure anything blue, glowing, or generally contagious isn't getting out?
You have no faith in me. Yes, I even locked the mushrooms away.
Ah, welcome back. Airspace is clear, so we're good to take off whenever you're ready.
We don't really have a spare seat up front, but we did find some spare restraints if you want to get comfy over there on that bench. Normally, that's where we'd eat, but figured a proper seat would be better than just drilling your metal parts to the wall or something.
Thanks. The bench works just fine. I just might need a hand getting it adjusted properly.
What, they don't go over this in Space Scouts?
Scouts was more focused on lunar activities. In all honesty, this will be my first time actually leaving the moon.
You're fucking joking.
I've been on transport ships around the different compounds, so it's not like I've never flown. This'll just be the farthest trip I've taken.
I am apologizing in advance.
What do you mean?
Hey, nice haircut, by the way. Makes it way easier to get everything lined up.
Thanks. It itches a lot less.
Hello? What are you sorry for?
Did you not notice how we're parked?
Yeah, hiding the ship under a dune was obviously effective. But again, what does that have to do with anything?
You are very generous. We crash landed. The rocks were more to stop our trajectory than an intentional disguise. That's to say this will be a very bumpy takeoff.
It's rough at first, but you get used to it. Just try not to throw up until we're cruising.
Think of it this way. You have 3,600 or so kilometers to yell at Karina about it.
You helped land it.
Hey guys, I'm trying to focus here.
Systems are a go. Whenever you're ready, Captain.
All right, buddy. Get us out of here.
You got it. And we're here. Thank you so much for listening to this past season, and thank you to our cast for their hard work and making this show just so wonderful. I don't have a solid plan for season 3 just yet. We'll likely be releasing some minisodes here and there as we go, but feel free to follow us on Instagram or Twitter at IcarusPod for any live updates. We will also keep the Patreon open if you would like to check that out, also at IcarusPod. If you haven't yet rated the show, that would be amazing, but really just having you here is more than enough. Thank you to all of our voice talent throughout the season, but for our main cast in particular, a special thank you to Holden Glazer as Marcus, Jasmine Glick as Nova, Rachel Kim as Amelia, Eric Hatch as Jones, David Morgan as Grissom, Chantel Willis as Orion, Remy Owen as Dr. Linden, and me, Kayla Brusseau, as Karina. Our theme is by Holden Glazer. Our theme is by Holden Glazer. Writing and production by Kayla Brusseau. For more, please see the show notes of the episode. Questions, comments, or fun road trip games can be sent to IcarusPod@gmail.com. Thank you for everything, and as always, stay safe out there.
Yay! Beep, boop, end of season 2!
Wow.
That's okay.
Holy shit. Gracias a ti.
You just go, snap. Snap. I'm snapping.
Okay. I think it's so fitting that Orion's having issues with her leg while I'm having foot surgery. Did you do this on purpose, Kayla? I know. That's creepy. I dropped you guys. Hold on. Oh, thanks, Mommy.
Hey, you guys want to hear some funny sound effects? It's called flarp. Sorry. Ha ha ha.
Gerson.
Oh, did I put a Gerson?
Yeah.
Gerson. That's your weird way of saying she can stay. That's me, Captain Gerson. Where's she? She were from the moon. She were from the moon.
She were from the moon. Gerson, she were from the moon.
She were from the moon.
Bang 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 bang
bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang